Welcome again to our Buck Studio for a Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and we have some live music today. It's going to come from three young winners of the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra's Youth Concerto Competition. We have two cellists and a marimbas today, and we'll be, of course, having our quiz question as usual at 12:30. It's an easy one today, so there's a good chance that you'll be able to not only get it right, but maybe even win the prize today. But more about that when we get to 12:30. First, we come to a cellist and a pianist, and one of the most famous of all cello concertos. And welcome to the midday, Copan Bodor.
Thank you for having me.
And what school do you attend up in the vicinity of the orchestra there, the Central Wisconsin Symphony?
I attend Stevens Point Area Senior High School.
And you've been playing the cello for how long now?
I've been playing since second grade.
A smaller cello?
Yeah.
Did you take to that instrument, the cello, right away, or was there some kind of encouragement required?
So it's actually kind of a funny story. The way it happened was we used to live in New York, where my older sister started playing violin, but the teacher there didn't really want to accept boy students.
Wait a minute, what's that about?
I don't know, but it turned out good because then we moved to Stevens Point, and where I started playing cello at the Abra Suzuki Center.
At the Suzuki Center. So what is Suzuki all about? We hear so much about it.
What is it so much about? It's a lot of like just learning from a young age, and it's just a really effective method. I don't know. That's
effective for you?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, we'll find out. Now, about this first movement of the cello, the Elgar Cello Concerto you're going to play, is a very popular, almost really a standard concerto for cellists. At what point did you take it up?
I took it up probably around, I think it was last spring, so I've been playing it since then.
And what do you like to bring out in this movement that we're going to be hearing?
I like to bring out how there's so much emotion in this movement, which I think is partially because Elgar was writing this concerto during World War I, where he was contemplating what like mankind had gotten itself into.
Yeah, we think of Elgar as being, you know, the Victorian, the kind of the purveyor of music of the empire. We forget that he was around till 1934, into a very different kind of time.
Yeah.
All right, so are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, he'll be playing with his pianist, David Becker, the first movement of the cello concerto by Edward Elgar.
Thank you.
Have the first movement of Edward Elgar's cello concerto, his one and only cello concerto. The cellist for the occasion was Copin Baudor, and he was one of the winners of the concerto competition of the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra Youth Concerto Competition. And we have a couple more yet to come. Next being a very different sound, and we call it percussion, but that term covers a lot of territory, doesn't it, David?
Yes, sir, it does.
David Picar, and what school do you hail from?
I come from DC Everest, DC Senior High School.
And so when we say percussion, how many different instruments does that make you responsible for?
Very many, across very wide variety of cultures.
And that's right. When you mention cultures, there are all kinds of them that actually appear now in fairly conventional symphonic works, but also if you're going to cross over and play music that is less traditionally classical, then you have some fairly exotic things that you're responsible for. But whatever you have here?
Here today, we have a marimba borrowed from my junior high school, and it's a 4.3 octave instrument with exotic rosewood resonators, and those allow me to play music very similar to a piano without a sustained pedal.
Okay, and so now why are there two rows? And if we see one row of this rosewood, it's a solid row of I'm not sure how many boards or whatever you call them, keys, and then another one that looks more like a corresponding to the black notes on a piano. What's the arrangement there?
So a marimba is very much like a piano in that it looks very graphically like a piano. You have the lower keys and then the accidentals above it, and that allows me to play with a very similar range of a piano.
And what are you going to be hitting these keys with?
So these are called mallets. They're basically a dowel with a ball of yarn at the end, and I'm supposed to pay lots of money for them.
But I gather you duck around that, and can you make your own?
It's very difficult to make your own that sound of a very high caliber, so I usually purchase them through Innovative Percussion or through other brands.
And now I see you have four of them. Is that the standard number?
Many marimbas choose four to play as many voices as possible, just like a choir, you know, soprano, alto, tenor, bass. That's what marimbas tend to choose. There are also two mallet concertos, and there is some doctoral research on how to perform six mallet marimba pieces, but I'll stick to four.
With two hands and six mallets, even four looks pretty impressive, because you do have two mallets in each hand when you're going to be playing this piece. And this is by a contemporary Brazilian composer.
Correct. Ney Rosário is a contemporary percussion composer. He's from Brazil, from Rio de Janeiro. I've actually had the chance, because he is still living, to correspond to him via email. And so this concerto suite, which is adapted for marimba without a piano accompanist, came directly from him. And so I consider it a privilege and an honor to perform this piece.
Is this going to have a lot of Brazilian rhythms in it then?
Very much so. The intro starts out with four different time signatures that loop in four measure cycles. So if you're looking for a constant beat one, it's better to just to listen.
Often the case, isn't it? Yeah.
Very true.
And so this is just called simply Concerto for Marimba Suite?
Normally, it's called the Concerto for Marimba and Strings, but today, this is Ney Rosário's Marimba Concerto Suite.
David Pickard. Thank you. the sound of yarn hitting rosewood, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a percussionist, David Picard, what are the really good parts that you look forward to in playing with an orchestra?
Just like Mr. Rosaro, he was a symphonic timpani player, principal timpanist within a Brazilian orchestra. And in much the same way, I sure enjoy playing timpani with the Central Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra program, an ensemble that's very much like the WISO program that we have in Madison, but it's more available to students in the Stevens Point area.
So one more, is there then a favorite orchestral work, ensemble piece that you like to play on one of your percussion instruments?
I would say that Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony is amazing. It's loud, it's brash, it's very dramatic, and it allows me to be very expressive within that.
And what are you playing in that, though?
I wish I could have played the timpani part, but I've also played the crash cymbal part, which is always a victorious, loud, and fun time.
Yeah, but, Tchaikovsky's good with those crashes, isn't he?
Very much so.
And now back to these winners of the recent Youth Concerto Competition of the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra, our third and final one for this episode of The Midday. And the grand prize winner, his name is Benjamin Bates, and he's a cellist. And from which school do you come from?
I go to Newman Catholic High School in Wausau.
And you've been playing the cello for how long?
Since I was four.
Wow, four. Okay. I think you paid your dues. And so you're going to favor us with, and I think if I remember correctly, Dmitry Kabalevsky wrote a couple of youth concertos, is what he called them. There's a wonderful piano concerto, and I believe this cello concerto is another one.
Yes, yeah. He wrote, I believe he wrote two cello concertos. I will be playing the first of the two he wrote.
First movement, and your pianist is Christy Bates.
Yes.
Thank you.
Charming work by Dmitri Kabayevsky, the kind of thing that he was writing in the 1950s. And the pianist for the occasion there was Christy Bates, the cellist and grand prize winner of the youth concerto competition of the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra was Benjamin Bates. And that makes it three in a row from the competition for today. And many thanks for your performances, one and all. Thanks to our engineers, Tom Blaine and Nigel O'Shea. And thanks also to Ruth Ann Bessman for helping to bring this music your way today here on WPR.